Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. I am the Bear of Texas, and ladies and gentlemen, I am ready to talk a little bit about pro wrestling with you today on this fine Sunday. Well, honestly, I think first things first is I should definitely mention the fact that we are set to see Logan Paul versus the Tribal Chief, the head of the table, the undisputed champion Roman Reigns in Saudi Arabia at Crown Jewel, which will take place Saturday, November 5th. Well, I did see the highlights of the press conference, and of course, Logan Paul had, you know, cut that promo and everything. To be honest, Logan Paul being thrust into a storyline with the Tribal Chief just like that certainly was not expected, at least not in my case. You know, Logan Paul, as we know, beat The Miz back at SummerSlam, and basically since then we've been kind of wondering, you know, where Logan Paul will go on from here. But honestly, I never anticipated the slightest possibility of him, you know, all of a sudden being put in the title picture to challenge Roman Reigns for the Undisputed title at WWE Crown Jewel. So it certainly comes as a major surprise. And of course, I spoke about this with Ricky, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem. And honestly, he's really, he doesn't like this at all. I mean, he was very vocal about when I spoke to him, and he kind of basically said, if I remember correctly, he kind of called it a waste of time. And to be honest, like I said, honestly, for me, I never saw it coming, but in my case, in my honest opinion, I don't think this was actually the right time to put Logan Paul into a feud with Roman Reigns, especially for him to challenge for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. But, I mean, Logan Paul obviously he's certainly emerged in his popularity with the wrestling fans. I mean, he's already been popular because, you know, the YouTube personality, but, and of course, Logan Paul, you know, in fighting. I mean, we'll never forget when he squared off with Floyd Money Mayweather. So Logan Paul, honestly, at this point, you know, after his match, you know, when he teamed up with The Miz at WrestleMania, you know, his in-ring ability is just so incredible that the fans just absolutely loved it. Even Triple H himself has expressed his admiration for Paul. And I mean, Logan Paul is basically, he comes into the WWE, he wastes no time in making an impact. I mean, that's just how Logan Paul is. But going back to how, you know, when he faced off with the five division world champion Floyd Mayweather in that exhibition in February of 2021 last year, although the fight was actually supposed to take place in February, but it ended up taking place in June. I think it took place in Miami. So honestly, like, you know, Logan Paul really kind of ready for a fight. I mean, that's kind of Logan Paul in a nutshell, right? Especially, you know, ever since he joined, you know, his career in boxing, and now he's in professional wrestling. So, yeah, Logan Paul really is ready to fight. But going back with the whole thing, with the whole storyline with the Tribal Chief, I don't know, you know, how they're going to build up the storyline, because, you know, this is not until November, and here we are, it's September 18th, 2022. So I would imagine Logan Paul would probably be having a couple of matches, you know, to build up to that point. And of course, he's probably going to be attacked numerous times by the Bloodline, who, by the way, is now heavily increased. So I mean, honestly, like, again, you know, this whole thing, I don't think happened at the correct time. But I mean, of course, it'll, like I just said, Ricky, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem, you know, very vocal about it. He gave me his honest thoughts. But, you know, now that, you know, the Bloodline also has a Solo Sikoa, who's the NXT North American Champion. Of course, that he's the younger brother of the Usos. And, of course, that makes him Rikishi's son, other son, too. So, yeah, the Bloodline, they've just gotten stronger. I mean, they're all champions. So I'd imagine at that point, really, it's basically going to build up to that point in the match. It's going to be like Logan Paul feuding with the Bloodline. And like I said, he'll probably be jumped and attacked numerous times, provided that he has matches, you know, coming up to that point. I'm sure the Usos and whatever, they'll cut promos on Paul, and Paul will probably do the same thing. So even though Logan Paul's, I mean, I really don't think he's really gonna win. I mean, I think that's kind of the part that kind of bothers me a little bit. I mean, we all know that Roman Reigns isn't gonna lose the titles. Although, if you listen to the previous episode, my guest did mention that he believes that Roman Reigns will lose one of the championships because with the whole thing with the storyline that he believes is gonna happen involving Cody and Seth Rollins. But that's a different story. But at the end of the day, overall, as far as this goes, Logan Paul, you know, winning like that, and Roman Reigns dropping the belts, I just don't see it happening. So really, the least I can honestly ask for is hopefully the match goes well. I mean, obviously, like, I mean, again, see, right now I'm just so freaking dumbfounded because I never would have expected this. Although ESPN did release a story about this, although a month ago, but I never saw it until now. I mean, it wasn't just until a few days ago when I spoke to Ricky about it that I was fully aware that we would be seeing Logan Paul challenge the Tribal Chief for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship again at Crown Jewel. But honestly, for me, overall, now that I've kind of spoken about it, I'm not in favor of it, but it is what it is. I really have no saying whatsoever. I can honestly just give my honest opinion. That's just about it. But honestly, I kind of feel like if Logan Paul, you know, as hot as he is right now so far, especially with the fans, you know, like that, and his personality and everything, and his in-ring ability. I mean, him, you know, like that, and then building up a feud, and then him losing at Crown Jewel, that's really not going to go well with the fans. So really, at the end of the day, I don't really have anything to say about it. Do I like this? No. Do I think it's the right way to go? No. But again, it is what it is, and there's really nothing I can do about it. But at least if the feud builds up correctly, and if the match goes well and things go right, then maybe, I guess, I could honestly say it could have gone worse. But we'll have to wait and see. But at this point, really, honestly, I'm not in favor of this, but again, it is what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, tune in November 5th, Crown Jewel, Saudi Arabia, Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns, the Tribal Chief, the head of the table for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. So, that's that. So, my next subject right now is, I actually want to speak, you know, I was looking through these looking through the wrestling news, and comes to my attention, of course, that Thunder Rosa, who, as we know, has been dealing with a back injury, she has been pulled out from her match at Triple Mania XXX Mexico City match with Taya Valkyrie. So, well, I mean, it's quite clear that, you know, we don't know how much longer Thunder Rosa is going to be out. But the interesting part is that the show is actually supposed to take place October 15th. And of course, we all remember after WWE All Out, Thunder Rosa announced that she would be unable to compete again because of a back injury. And, well, AEW crowned the interim women's world champion, who, as we know, was Toni Storm. You know, it's a shame that this match really had to be canceled, because this is definitely a match, you know, exciting. You know, like, I mean, the whole card, you know, for Triple Mania, Triple X is definitely exciting so far. Well, the whole thing hasn't been set up yet, but we got the Triple A Mega Championship on the line. You even got Pentagon Jr. versus Villano IV in a Lucha de Apuestas mask versus mask match. So, But honestly, so she was supposed to basically work a match with Taya for the AAA Reina de Reinas championship. But if, again, because of the back injury, that's Thunder Rosa has been pulled out of it. And she's actually been replaced by Camille, who's the current NWA Women's World Champion, who she actually defended her title against Valkyria at the NWA 74. So, and of course, according to this, Valkyrie, she'll challenge again for the title at the NWA Hard Times, which takes place November 12th. So, kind of like that right here. So, honestly, you know, as far as Thunder Rosa goes, you know, in the first episode of this podcast, I mentioned that, of course, once she's clear to compete, and as far as what goes on with AEW, I'm sure she'll finish up the storyline with Toni Storm, and I'm sure I gave my thoughts and what could possibly happen. But honestly, it's a shame too, because, you know, Valkyrie versus Thunder Rosa at Triple X, you know, Mania, you know, like that's definitely a match, you know, I would have loved to actually see. But again, you know, Thunder Rosa is injured, so, you know, it is what it is. But they found a suitable replacement. Again, you know, Camille, who's the current NWA Women's World Championship, so definitely looking forward to seeing that. But the show Triple X in Mexico City again takes place October 15th. So, like that, you know, you even got the Ruleta, you know, the Pentagon Junior's match is actually part of the Ruleta de la Muerte bracket finals tournament. So, definitely an exciting card. So those of you like that, just to basically to clarify, Taya versus Camille is taking place. It's gonna be a match with the AAA Reina de Reinas Championship. So you got the NWA Women's World Champion, you know, like working with Taya. So that's definitely exciting. So we'll see how that goes. So finally, my third actually talking point that I want to cover today is that recently that program we saw with Chris Jericho and the current Ring of Honor champion Claudio Castagnoli. Well, you know, that on Friday, AEW Rampage's promo, I mean, Chris Jericho obviously wasn't very happy. But you always know that next week is the AEW Grand Slam event, you know, for the two shows, you know, on Dynamite, which airs on September 21st, and Rampage will be airing on the 23rd. So as we know, the tournament for the vacant AEW World Championship is going to take place. Bryan Danielson takes on Jon Moxley. That's going to be exciting. You know, Bryan Danielson, you know, beat Chris Jericho, you know, to advance to the tournament. So, you know, it was, you know, not long after, I think, that, you know, Chris Jericho had actually beaten Bryan Danielson, I believe, in the match prior. So, you know, and Sammy Guevara lost to Jon Moxley. So now we got in the finals, which champion will be crowned, you know, in about 3 days from now, Bryan Danielson versus Jon Moxley. So we'll see how that goes. The matches, I mean, you still got Swerve in Our Glory versus the Acclaimed, you know, tag team match for the AEW World Tag Team Championships. Toni Storm is going to defend her title in a four-way match against Serena Deeb, Athena, and Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Of course, you got Pac versus Orange Cassidy for the AEW All-Atlantic Championship. So, of course, day one, of course, you got Claudio Castagnoli versus Chris Jericho for the Ring of Honor World Championship. So that's basically what I'm talking point right here. It's just the card is just so exciting. I just could not help but really take a look at the whole thing, honestly. So the promo, honestly, like, you know, Jericho basically said that he's really determined to become to win a world title for the eighth time. He mentions that, you know, he's never held the Ring of Honor at a world title, and he wants to because he wants to add that to his resume. So, as we know, Jericho issues a challenge to Castagnoli, which, of course, Claudio Castagnoli accepted immediately, had no problem with the match, obviously. So as we know, Claudio Castagnoli won the Ring of Honor world title on the 23rd of July, when he defeated Jonathan Gresham at the Death Before Dishonor show, which was in Massachusetts, which was a hell of a match, honestly. I'm just so grateful that, you know, a friend of mine was able to make sure I was able to watch the show. It's amazing when you have a good friend who's a fellow passionate wrestling fan and that really he really cares. Like he literally said, "No, Alex, I'm gonna make sure that you watch this show because you need to see this show." And I said, "All right, well, I appreciate it. So, all right, no problem." So, quite frankly, honestly, the way I see this match going, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, honestly, if Claudio Castagnoli would have dropped the belt, I don't think that would be good. But it's, at the same time, you know, it's Chris Jericho, honestly. But the way I see this match kind of going is Claudio wins, but I think the match is going to be... The match is going to be a kick-ass match. I at least I would hope so. But, you know, it's definitely... Right now, it looks like it's definitely going to be the main event of Dynamite this coming week. And so, honestly... Really don't know not much to say about it, really. But it's just that I think that, you know, Claudio being the champion versus Chris Jericho, who's the inaugural AEW champion... You know, some fans definitely say this is something we never saw in WWE when they were both there. But, I mean, I kind of see it that way, but really at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? Whether we saw it in the past or not, is at least we're seeing it now. And really, all I can say is I just hope that the match goes well and like that. But really, I really believe that the way how this match goes, I really don't think that Jericho and Castagnoli, the program between the two, will be finished then. I mean, this could be actually the beginning of a long feud between the two. So, but again, you know, as long as it's done good and the match goes well and like that, then I'm all for it. Really, I really am. So, but the way I see it is, I think Claudio Castagnoli comes out on top. But again, you know, the point that I want to stress more than anything is, The feud's not going to die down immediately. I mean, this is going to be a huge feud moving forward. So, anyway. So, that's basically about Claudio and Chris Jericho. But I want to kind of go around the rest of the Grand Slam card, you know, especially on Rampage. You got Sting teaming with Darby Allin versus the House of Black. You know, in a no disqualification tag team match. You got Eddie Kingston versus Sammy Guevara. Now, speaking of Eddie Kingston and Sammy Guevara, I mean, we had heard those stories that those two had issues, that they got into a fist fight, and there's been problems in the back between the two. But recently it was said that the two had spoken, they had shaked hands, they had reconciled, they put the thing behind them and said, "Look, let's put this behind us. Let's do what we do best. Let's do what we love to do. Let's like that." So that'll certainly be interesting. Eddie Kingston versus Sammy Guevara, along with Sting and Darby Allin against the House of Black. Those are two matches I really have my eyes on. And of course, there's the Golden Ticket Battle Royal for a future AEW World Championship match. And that's funny, interesting how MJF recently won that mystery ladder match, and then we have a Golden Ticket Battle Royal. So you never know. You just don't know what's in store. It's like I said, Tony Khan always has a surprise. Surprise for the AEW fan base. So good. But the other matches, really, I don't really have any. I mean, I don't know what really want to say about it. I mean, Jade Cargill is defending the AEW TBS Championship against Diamante. Rey Fénix takes on Jungle Boy and Powerhouse Hobbs versus Ricky Starks. Then we have Wardlow versus Samoa Joe going against Tony Nese and Josh Woods in a tag team match. So. I don't really know about those matches. I would certainly love to see, you know, I actually had this in mind, but I never really spoken about it. But I would really love to see a match, you know, the Ring of Honor Television Champions Samoa Joe going against Pac. You know, in a match where you see the Ring of Honor Television Champion going against the AEW All Atlantic Champion. So I really actually thought that would be something huge. But I'm sure we might be able to see it in the future. But of course, you know, much like all these other big wrestling fans, I've definitely got some ideas in mind. But, you know, of course, we're not always going to see what we want. But then again, you know, we're definitely going to see some exciting action. So, but out of everything, I'm certainly excited to see Jericho versus Claudio Castagnoli for the Ring of Honor World Champion. So, but again, I really see no reason for Claudio Castagnoli to drop the belt. I mean, and again, this is no disrespect to Chris Jericho. At the end of the day, even if Chris Jericho loses because, you know, again, Chris Jericho is my favorite wrestler. He's been my favorite wrestler since I was 7 years old, and he still is. At the end of the day, even if Chris Jericho loses, that's not really what bothers me, because really what I want is a huge match. I want to see a kick-ass match, and I believe that that's exactly what we'll see, and that is really all I got to say. Ladies and gentlemen, before I let y'all go, I'd like to proudly announce that Ringside Chaos is now proudly brought to you by WWEShop.com/Fanatics. WWEShop.com is part of the Fanatics experience. If you find the link in the episode's description, you can take advantage of some of the best deals in the world with Fanatics, and you can get your pro wrestling merch for a great price. So please find the link in the description, click on it, and start shopping, and take advantage of the best deals in the world. And Ringside Chaos is also available on Spotify, as well as YouTube, as well as Google Podcasts. And I want to thank everybody. I want to thank y'all so much for joining me on this fabulous Sunday morning. And I cannot wait to talk wrestling with you again in the future. But for now, enjoy the rest of the weekend, and I will see y'all next time.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, oh.